بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are in the high babies. This is what you drink, tea. Two leaves and a bud or three leaves and a bud. And this is how it is plucked. We are in the high babies and we are, I'm looking down there, is the plucking machine that is being done. They are shearing the leaf. And if you see how it's, the leaf is sucked into the bag as they go forward, and this is what they are actually cutting with the machine. The this is where I spent 10 years of my life doing this. I mean, I didn't actually cut the leaf, but I was the manager of estates like this. We are in the high babies, as I said. I was in the Anamalais in Valpare. The beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these tea estates and the surrounding forests, the ravines in between with water running. We are funnily at a time here when these dams should have been full of water, but there is nothing there. There is barely a trickle at the bottom because the rains seem to have all but failed. But anyway, we still are in the rainy season, so we're hoping for the best to get some rain. And I remind myself again and again of the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this whole earth and what He did and how everything around us in some way or the other benefits us. The trees benefit us, the plants benefit us, the grass benefits us, water benefits us, the sun and the moon, everything benefits us. Whether we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, the mercy of Allah, the grace of Allah, the blessing of Allah does not stop. It doesn't decrease, and this keeps coming. We get it whether we are grateful for it or we're not grateful. And that's the reason why it is so important to be grateful. Not simply because it is our duty, but because to thank somebody for what they have given us, this is from our, this is to prove that we are among the shurafa, we are the people who are worthy of honor. Sometimes people feel, people don't thank each other for things. And even though Rasulullah's his hadith is famous, where he said that the one who has not thanked the slave has not thanked Allah. But we forget this. And we sometimes feel that, oh, but you see, you know, so for example, somebody makes dua for you. You don't thank him for making the dua. Because, oh, yeah, it is, you know, it is your duty. After all, you're my brother, you're my father, your mother. In our homes, we have people serving us and doing all kinds of good things for us. We hardly ever thank them. We think that, yes, well, you know, they're getting a salary. They are doing their duty. But, and many times I've seen when you ask people and say, did you thank your mother for making your food every day? Or did you thank your wife for what she does for you? Did you thank your servant, your cook, your driver, whoever it is, the gardener? People say, well, you know, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. They know that. Don't they know that? They know that. My point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. Allah said, the one who thanks me, I will increase the blessing. So doesn't Allah know whether you are thankful or not? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the heart. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, thank, because this is not about whether I know or not. It's about whether you are expressing your gratitude or not. So it's not a question of saying, you know, after all, my mother knows, my wife knows, my husband knows. No. Whether they know or they don't know, thanking is an expression of your own being honorable, your own honor. I was teaching a course in Chennai once, and it was a two-day course. So, during the first day, I was talking about thankfulness. This was a management leadership course, all non-Muslims, almost everyone there was a Brahmin, a Tamil Brahmin, because this was in Chennai. And the reason I'm saying Tamil Brahmin is because the Tamilian Brahmin routine is universal. And that routine is that in the morning, the lady of the house, the mother or the wife, she wakes up first. She has a bath, she goes and does her puja, then she goes into the kitchen, she makes this wonderful filter coffee. Yeah, Chennai filter coffee, Madras filter coffee. The men wake up and they come out and sit and they drink this coffee and then they read the Hindu newspaper. This is the standard procedure. So I told these people, I said, tell me, am I right? This is what you guys do? They said, yes. They all looked very happy about the fact that I knew their routine. So I said, then let me ask you one question. I said, what if your mother or your wife, whoever is the lady of the house, what if she did not make your coffee? They said, that would be a terrible disaster. Now, not having my coffee in the morning, this is like worse than fate, worse than death. So I said, then, next question, how many of you thanked your mother, your wife, your sister, whichever is the lady of the house? God forbid, the man will never do it. Right? It's only the women who do this. So I said to these people, I said, how many of you thanked your mother, wife, whoever it was today for making that coffee? There was not a single reply. They all kept quiet. Then one guy who was sitting in the front, he was a sort of almost my age, he started laughing. I said, why are you laughing? You know, did I say something funny? He said, no, if I thank my wife, she will die of shock. So I said, let her die happy. I mean, you know, do thank her. So anyway, this finished. Next morning, for the day two of the course, I always go early, so I was there. One young guy comes to me and he says, sir, my mother asked me to thank you. I said, your mother asked you to thank me? But who's your mother? I don't know your mother. Who's your mother? What did I do? He said, no, sir, yesterday, you told us, did you ever thank your mother for making coffee? So I went home and I thanked my mother. I said, thank you so much. You make this coffee. I've been drinking it all my life. I've never thanked you. I'm thanking you. He says, the first thing she says is, he says, who asked you to tell me this? So he said, I tried to pass it off and said, no, I felt, grateful. She said, shut up, I know you. Somebody told you to do this. Who's that? So then he said, I said, our teacher, we are doing this course, our teacher told us to thank. He said, tomorrow you go and thank your teacher on my behalf. Now, this is the thing that we have to understand. Now, while I'm talking to you, the cicadas have started calling. I don't know if you can hear it over the sound of the machine, but it's okay anyway. So this is the importance of thanking, and we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this world which He made for our benefit. Allah gave us beautiful friends and relatives who make dua for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all our faculties. We were talking today in the morning while we were having breakfast, tea before breakfast, about allergies, food allergies, about different people. And just imagine, somebody who has a food allergy, what kind of test that is in life. And alhamdulillah, we eat anything that is walking. And then, we live to tell the tale. How much we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say, alhamdulillah, Allah did not give me these things. Allah gave me the ability to eat and digest and, make the best of it. Alhamdulillah. There's no end to this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and to be pleased with all of you and to make us among the shakirin, among those who always thank Him for whatever He gives us. And we ask Allah to increase that blessing as He promised to do. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.